Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And I'm Lucas Jeffcoat.
And this is Thank Fuck for That, a podcast that was about life-changing moments.
And sometimes still is.
But the life of this podcast has changed into more of a fun catch-up with three friends and the occasional guest, if we can get our shit together. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Mickey. How do you want me to do it? Happy birthday to you.
Harmonize it. Little pitchy.
Little pitchy. Oh my gosh. Thank you, guys.
Time. That was happy beautiful. Birthday, Mickey. Happy
You've birth. Never sang happy birthday before.
I just knew the words. Isn't that crazy?
Can we Shazam this?
I've heard that like once and I just knew the words.
Oh my God, that reminds me immediately. I listened to a podcast episode once and there's this guy called Mitch Hurwitz who's the creator of Arrested Development, which when I was 15 was my absolute favorite show. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Fred Armisen who told this story that he has a bit where he goes and he sings the beginning of Happy Birthday and he goes like, what is that? It's like, happy, na 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 na. That's so funny. What is that? Do you know this?
Because like
that's great. He's so funny.
He's so funny.
Wow. Another orbit round the
another season in Mickey's life.
The year round the sun.
We're approaching a season finale.
Yeah. Oh God.
Remember last week when we talked about your years in terms of seasons?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, my death.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to kill you off at the end of this one.
This is your final meal.
Oh, a season finale, not a series finale.
Did you hear that Mickey's quit? Yeah.
What life?
She's quit. She doesn't want to do the next season.
She wants a pay rise.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it.
She's on strike.
Yeah. It's a birthday episode. It's my birthday, well, in two days. Basically, when we record this, it's almost my birthday. And when it will come out, it has just been my birthday.
Yeah.
That's
so
how
at
time
no
works.
Point will you be joining Mickey on her birthday.
No, you will not be joining me on my birthday.
It's a big bonus romper birthday episode.
Yay! Yeah. And it's really nice so far. Sarah's bought me balloons.
I bought balloons.
And in orange, which is cool.
Which is the colour of
an orange balloon. And Lucas,
as long as you do the Netherlands,
went to, not our sponsor, but donuttime.co.uk.
Yeah.
Please do check out Donut Time.
If go to the Donut Factory. What does it say on the box?
Go to Donut Academy. If you go to Donut Time and type in discount code thank fuck for that, nothing will happen.
And the server will look very confused. Yeah.
But he's brought me these amazing donuts. I've gone for the Simpsons one, which is sort of like pink with what do you call these?
Sprinkles.
Yeah, but it's like hundreds and thousands?
Hundreds and thousands.
Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. I've had a little bite of it. It is amazing.
I got classic glazed.
Classic. I thought getting a glaze would be a safe option just in case someone didn't fancy anything.
This is funny as well because we were just talking about basic food choices.
And I'm a basic glaze boy. And I love a sprinkles.
You're what?
Basic glaze boy.
Oh.
What did you hear?
Can I honestly say that I heard lady boy? And I was like, I'm not sure what's happened
I'm
there.
A basic lady boy. Yeah, we were just talking about basic food choices. And also, side note, you should all know.
I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a basic glaze boy. That's right.
When you say it like that, it does sound like basic lady boy.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I blew out the candles very successfully on my first go. No one was here to witness.
You jumped the gun.
Yeah, I did.
We
jumped
the gun.
We have two eyewitnesses to testify that you did not blow out the four candles.
You got
three, and then you had to go again.
Oh. Yeah, I had to take a big rasping
breath.
You had to sit down.
You had to hit your asthma pump.
Yeah. We have to bring the candles to you one at a time.
Do you think that I give off an asthma vibe?
No.
Good. I don't have asthma.
No.
I think you give off I think the Dutch.
You have something.
The Dutch thing is like so healthy.
You have something.
You have some disease.
You have some problem.
Oh yeah.
You have some respiratory problem.
Yeah. You're not healthy.
Yeah.
But it's not like a.
You're broken in some way, but we can't quite pin down what way.
Mentally.
Do I have an asthma vibe?
Yeah, you do. You probably have asthma.
Yeah, you do have an asthma vibe.
Good. I'm glad.
It's just the palate.
I fit the bill.
Ness.
Oh what? Oh, pallid.
Yeah, pallid. And you also have an asthma vibe.
Do I? I don't think I have given off an asthma vibe. I don't have asthma at all.
I don't think you do, but I think it's a fun thing to say to someone.
I'm breathing.
You have a bit of an asthma vibe.
I'm breathing like a dream over here.
Yeah. I'd say you have more of a peanut allergy vibe, Sarah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're always like, guys, I can't eat this, sorry.
Is there peanut?
Has this got nuts in?
Is there peanuts in this? No, I don't know. I love a peanut.
Do you?
Yeah. Tell you what I'm allergic to.
What?
Penicillin. I go to a restaurant. They go, any allergies? I go, penicillin. They go, can I see your allergy matrix, please? Has any of this got penicillin in?
Wait, are you actually allergic to penicillin?
Do you handle penicillin in the kitchen? Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That's so fun. That's like a really rare thing.
Is it?
I thought it was quite common, yeah.
Oh. It's Wait, Lucas, cut this. That's really common.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's crazy, because that's so common.
That's so common. Yeah.
You're wearing a different shirt. It took you hours to figure this out.
It's a lookalike.
It was because I listened back to the episodes and I was like, I sound dumb as fuck. So I went back in studio just by myself.
Whoa, we should do that.
That's so common.
We should do that with a podcast. We should have a director's cut where we voice over. We're like, so what Sarah was thinking here when they said this.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a rewatch podcast of this podcast.
Oh my God.
And I
go
back to the beginning.
Video.
I go back to the beginning. I go, my God.
As massive fans of the podcast, thank fuck for that. Each week we're going to break down this podcast just starts eating itself. You're doing review podcast of review podcast.
Because it's the meta podcast
in
the game.
That'd be so good.
That's funny. Maybe that's what this podcast is.
And then every podcast has like a different co-host.
Yeah.
Who has never listened. So there's always one who has listened to whatever version of it we are on and one who hasn't.
At some point,
you can come back on.
Am I out?
Yeah, at some point.
Have I been cut out?
Well, yeah, because like you're too busy. You've got stuff going on. You're in Australia.
I mean, I'm here.
Nope, you're gone.
I'm here today.
Well, we still have to do the actual podcast.
I fucking turned up, didn't I?
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
When are you leaving? Tell the listeners.
I leave on Monday. Today is Wednesday. I leave on Monday.
Wow.
I go to a wedding on Saturday. I have Sunday to recoup. And then I fly Monday afternoon.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, is this the wedding for the hen?
Yeah. It's one of those quick succession hen wedding.
Really?
Within
quick
a couple
succession.
Of weeks of each other.
Like
yeah.
That
well, I guess it used to be like the day before.
The night before, which That's is ludicrous. Crazy. Completely ludicrous. How are you going to get back from Mexico in one day, hey?
This is a bit.
We ship you off to Mexico in your underwear?
Sarah, this is a bit. Cut whatever the show is. This is it.
This is the show.
This is the show.
It's me, no context going, how are you going to get back from Mexico? You, sir, tell me. How are you getting home from Mexico?
Isn't that just the plot of the Hangover movies?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are they in Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're in
Vegas. No, they're in Vegas for the first one. And then they go to Thailand in the second one.
But they do have to come back for the wedding.
Yeah, they do.
Man, that is so
And they
crazy.
Lose the groom.
They lose
what
the
groom. What a crazy idea.
Where's the groom? Where's the groom?
It's not a good movie.
I remember watching it in cinema and thinking, this is the best.
It's a good idea, I guess, but it's not a great execution.
Listen.
It had its time.
Yeah, oh, it was very 2007.
2009, Mickey disagrees. 2009, Mickey was in cinema going, wowzers, trousers.
That was 2009, Mickey's catchphrase.
But in Dutch.
Yeah. Oh, what would that be? That wouldn't rhyme.
No.
What's wowzers would, in Dutch?
Well, I guess that would just be wowzers.
Yeah.
And then it would be broek.
I was just
going, wowzers, Brooke!
But you don't know why we say it in English. So you're just like, it's just this thing I picked up where they say, wowzers, Brooke.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for a story?
I'm ready for a story. Is it birthday related?
No, I thought
this is a birthday episode.
This is a birthday episode, and I thought we could all do like a birthday story.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do. I wanted to tell you what happened this week. Okay, get ready. Sarah's just taking a huge bite of the donut, but they are very aware that you shouldn't eat on mic, so they're sort of.
I thought you were going to be talking for a long time.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Yeah.
Because I really started it.
I was like, oh,
yeah,
I got
to leave.
Yes.
I bed down for a little bit. Then.
Whenever I tell a story, you guys leave.
Yeah. I got to take a call, sorry.
And then you have like voices that Lucas like edits back in.
Yeah,
things like, ah.
Nice job.
No, I wanted to tell you what happened.
Another
to
great story, Mickey.
Patrick went and played basketball and got poked in the eye and had to go to A&E.
No.
Yes. He got poked in the eye.
Oh, no.
Really.
Listen, I can't see Sarah's
you
grinning
both,
ear to
you
ear.
You both did it.
I was
you both did
bit.
It, and I responded to it so sincerely because I forgot for a second that you guys were doing sound effect. So I went, I know.
You got poked in the eye. Is he okay? It's just such a dorky injury.
It is.
It's incredibly dorky.
Poked in the eye with what?
A finger. What else would it be?
I don't know.
Someone there with a fork.
This whole thing is just really making me laugh.
Oh, that's good. Yes, it was really bad.
Oh, no.
I got a call, basically. I was, like, in town, and I got a call, and he was like, no worries, but I got poked in the eye, and I'm going to A&E because it hurts. It hurts, but he was like, don't worry about it.
Which bit of the eye?
So it's the cornea. So it's called, like, a corneal abrasion.
Oh, was it cut?
Yes.
Could you see it?
Basically, when the doctor looked at it, she went, when he was in A&E, she went, oh my God, that is a huge scratch.
Oh!
And then she said that apparently...
Oh no, I laughed so hard. I feel bad.
It's fine. Apparently, in this bit of the eye, there's loads of nerve endings. So it's incredibly painful.
Yeah.
So Patrick was like, well, that makes sense because I can't open my eye and I'm like doubled over in pain. So then, basically, he called me the second time, and he was sort of explaining that he was doubled over in pain, that he almost threw up on the street. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound fine.
It's not good.
So I'm not going to go to my gig. Instead, I'm going to come to you in hospital, which I think is a better use of my time.
I guess so.
He mentioned how much money we lost, both of us, going to hospital.
Was he meant to gig as well?
He was meant to gig. I was meant to gig. We were both meant to do multiple gigs because it was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And he was like, we've lost this much money. I was like, we can't do this. We can't be these people that don't show up for each other because they lose some money. Like, we can't do that.
So how much is his eye worth to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I won't say, but it was a bunch.
Now you have a monetary value on that.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I went to hospital, and he was just like, he couldn't see anything. So we had to go so he was like, he was in this like room, and someone had gotten him like an anesthetic. Is that right? Anyway, it numbed the pain for a bit.
Yeah.
But he couldn't open his eyes, and then we had to go from the A&E to like the eye clinic bit. And he couldn't see anything. So I was like, I don't know how you would have done this without someone here. No.
Because could he not see out the other eye?
Well, you could barely open it because it was just like, I don't know.
So
like
much pain.
Because he'd gotten like a huge headache. And so probably it had just triggered a migraine, which the hospital is so bright.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I guess if you're wincing with one eye, you're like tensing the other.
Whatever the reason was.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah.
And
I'm in the hospital with him.
You're in the hospital with him. Yeah, so then we had to go to the eye clinic. And then we were there. We were the only ones there until like 15 minutes later when a guy came in who was so much worse off than Patrick that it just made us feel really pathetic. This guy, because Patrick was like, his eye was really red and he couldn't really see and he had a huge, you know, headache.
Yeah.
But then this guy came in. Black and blue on like one side of his face, and like his eye had like just been like a slit basically in between this. His eye socket had been broken in three different places, and this guy was just like kind of sitting there like it wasn't a big deal.
You wouldn't call that a poke, would you?
He was like on morphine and it was still hurting, and Patrick was like,
"Oh my god,
oh!"
Like his girlfriend was at her gig.
His girlfriend was at her gig.
Yeah. He was doing his.
She did.
In the waiting room. He zoomed in.
But yeah, so I've been in caretaker mode.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Today you could see again, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's so horrible. What did they give him for it? What do you do with an eye?
So he had to put this, like, cream into his eye, which was, like, an antibiotic cream. He has to do that for a week while it, like, heals itself. And then he had gotten these drops that kind of... They're a muscle relaxant.
Yeah.
So they kind of help with the pain, but it doesn't really get rid of the pain. He still was like popping paracetamol and ibuprofen like there was no tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Party at your house.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a party at my house. Yeah. So that's what happened to me this week.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Birthday.
You poked him in the eye.
Yeah. Did you have words with them?
Which finger was it? Did you take the
Listen,
finger?
Listen, the bit about...
An eye for a finger.
The bit about who poked him in the eye is really... It's a really funny story, and I can tell you, but we can't talk about it because it's not my story to tell.
Okay.
But basically, Adam Sandler showed up to play basketball at Patrick's basketball place because apparently he goes around London.
This is just not where I saw this story going.
No, it's not where anyone would see this story going. Apparently, he's filming something in London, and there's videos of him playing on just random courts with people, and he just shows up. So he showed up at Patrick's basketball. But he also had with him a guy who'd sort of been assigned to him by the basketball place as sort of like a guy to look after Adam Sandler.
You're about to tell me that Adam Sandler poked Patrick
no,
in the eye.
No, that guy poked Patrick in the eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn an it. Associate of Sandler.
Yeah.
Do you think we could see?
I called him Sandler's handler.
Emphasis on the hand.
Oh! But anyway, that's a pretty funny anecdote.
Was Adam Sandler there when the injury happened?
Yeah, he patted him on the back.
Oh.
He said, oh no.
Such wise words.
Okay, I'm excited.
Was Patrick out of the game? He had to leave?
Of course he was out of the game.
He tried to go back on a couple of times because he wanted to play with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, I've seen Happy Gilmore. I know what I'm supposed to do.
It happened one minute into the game with Adam Sandler.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
Well, at least
story.
You had to play with him for a
I'm
minute.
I'm so excited because he's going to write an excellent bit about that.
Yeah, so I basically, before I went here, I was like, listen, I want to talk to them about, because my week has basically been your eyes. So I want to tell them that happened, but I don't want to like, and he was like, no. And I said, what if they ask? And he was like, you can tell them if they ask. He was like, there was 20 other comedians at that game. I wasn't the only one to play with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're all going to be like, we played basketball with Adam Sandler and this one dude.
And this one dude. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah.
That's so
crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Also, it's crazy that he met Adam Sandler in a non-comedy capacity.
Yeah, and they just happened to be comedians.
Yeah.
And it's also crazy that the one time he played with Adam Sandler, he got poked in the eye.
The one time?
He had to go to A&E.
Is Adam Sandler one of his heroes, do you think? Like, is he a big fan?
I mean, like, I don't know, but he loves, like, Punch Drunk Love.
And we exist in the comedy industry, and he is a legend of comedy.
And he's a legend of comedy.
Yeah.
And a great basketball player.
When do you don't think in your lifetime you're going to meet Adam Sandler?
No, no way.
You don't think he's going to walk onto your court?
Mm. I mean, I guess in a way, Patrick barely saw him.
Too soon.
It's so sad. All of it's so sad.
The amount of times you tell celebrity stories where you're like, oh, I didn't get to meet them, but I saw them. Whereas Patrick's like, I met him, but I did not see him.
I did not see him.
He got a pat on the back.
But I got a pat on the back.
He touched me.
Yes.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That is
bad. Oh, how about this?
That's a crazy story.
Adam Sandler's manhandler.
Oh, very good.
That's good,
no?
Edit that back in your notes.
Make it sound like that was the first thing I said.
All right, let me make a note.
In the beginning. Well, yeah, so that's what happened to me this week.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a crazy story.
It's a crazy story. Mm. Yeah. Poor Patrick.
Speaking of mad celebrities.
Yeah.
I went to the BBC Audio Awards on Sunday night.
Yes. Can we have a big round of applause for Sarah?
Well done, Sarah.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind. But...
Wait, name your prize first. Name the prize.
I won Best Stand-Up Comedy, which is very, very nice. That's very exciting. So cool. But the more interesting thing was two members of the cast of Notting Hill were there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant?
No. Julia Roberts? No. Oh.
We just go down the gallery.
You're the guy that works at the market.
Yeah. The door?
No, Gina. Oh, what's her name? Gina, the woman who is in the wheelchair. And then her husband.
Oh, wow.
They were both there.
Isn't that Hugh Bonneville?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh.
Tim something.
Oh, okay. He's in One Love. No, what's that called? One Day.
One Day. Is he in One Day?
He plays the dad.
Sad Dad.
Yeah.
In the new One Day. But the room was completely abuzz when I arrived because literally the moment I walked in, someone was like, Rosamund Pike is coming. And I was
joking.
And then suddenly she just floated into the room.
What?
She's majestic. She's absolutely majestic. She did a speech. She won Best Actress. Oh my God.
On the radio?
An audio book, I think. Like,
wow, that's so cool.
They did one of their, like, Radio 4, like, the bedtime audio books. She did a speech when she won that was so funny because the whole tone of it was like, I can't really believe that you're all doing this. And that she went up and she went, I was having a lovely time. She goes, this is so nice because I was just sat here watching you all and I was just having such a lovely time. And then suddenly it got to my bit and I got nervous. And I was just really enjoying myself and hearing about all the different things you've been doing. And my gosh, even the judges giving up your time. Well done, you. And it just...
What?
She was so lovely. And
it sounds slightly patronising.
It was.
It does, yeah.
But she's so charismatic that she really got away with it. But the whole thing, it was as if she was... She'd got up on stage at like a nativity play and gone, just want to say the level of talent on display here...
Year sixes.
You've all done so...
Like she's basically gone, like, I don't know who you guys are.
Yeah, and I don't really know how I've ended up here.
But I'm so happy for you.
It just really made
me
laugh.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And it wasn't in a way where everyone in the room was sat there going, oh, fuck off. Like, she was so charming.
She's clearly a nice person.
She's lovely, but it just really made me laugh.
But she's hanging out. She's ventured into the world of the plebs.
Yeah,
and
she is.
And she's sort of looking around
going,
like, who are
you? Picking up her skirt.
Yeah.
And going, don't it even touch me, but it is lovely. It is lovely. And I really didn't think I would win, but at the same time, why wouldn't I?
She said that.
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
No.
That's funny.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also a hilarious moment where a guy who I didn't know who had won an award for, I think he was a writer on a show, and he kept swearing he kept saying, I fucking love radio, and then going, oh, sorry. And then he was obviously, he was just like that sort of hilariously like bumbling. And then he went, and this is
that's
just...
That's a Notting Hill character.
Yeah.
Now there's it.
And he went, and this award ceremony has just been so lovely because, like, nobody is here for, like, the fame or the money.
You're just excuse me.
But it was just so funny to be like...
Did he go after or before Rosamund Pike?
I think he went after.
All right.
But it was just so funny the way he was like, there's no money in this. We're all... What a waste of our time. Just really made me laugh.
That's so funny. Yeah. And I wish you had gone after that.
Yeah.
Were you before or after?
I was before that.
That's the easiest joke you could make.
I'm here for
the fame and the money.
Yeah.
Huge laugh.
Massive laugh.
Massive
crowd surf out of there. Yeah.
I also think it's hilarious how he kept swearing as someone who works in radio. He forgot that he couldn't swear.
Well, he was a writer, so they never put him on the radio. But yeah, it was very funny.
But your speech went well?
My speech went well.
What did you talk about?
I just said thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do it for us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recreate it. I'll be Rosamund Pike.
Okay. This is my speech. This is what I said. So, I was just having a really lovely time. Because that was me that said that. And I'm like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I'm going to pretend it was Rosamund.
What did you say, though? What did you say?
I just said, I basically just said, like, thank you for letting us do this. And...
Oh, you leaned into...
Ruby was with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you don't have to look at the two of us particularly hard
that's funny.
To know that, like, this is close to our hearts.
Yeah, with the
show being, are you a chord or are you a boy or a girl? And just said, yeah, like, stuff about how the BBC tends to be, like, quite apolitical. But we don't have a choice in being political. And so it was nice to be able to have a platform to say something.
Oh, that's which is so cool. Worthy.
It was very worthy, actually.
And what are you all doing here?
Who the fuck are you? Generally, what a waste of my time.
That's lovely. And you are right. You don't have a chance. You don't have a choice to be political.
No. Oh, I was. I got a couple of laughs, but it was quite a dry room. Other people had tried to be funny before, and I was like, I think maybe the way to go here is.
Yeah, you read the room.
You win best at stand-up comedy. If you try and be funny and it doesn't work, everyone's like, well, I doubt it.
Yeah. Better not to. It's like when you do a wedding speech.
Leave them wanting more.
When you do a wedding speech as a comic, people are like,
well, this is going to be funny. Good.
And it's like, well, you've set the expectation way too high.
Yeah.
So I'm just mine's going to be.
I wish I was dead.
Dull-achingly boring.
The first time I met Craig, I thought I wish I was dead.
Yeah, you better do that. Oh my gosh! Well, that's so amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Wow,
hard.
We've both had a sort of. Well, you've had a celebrity sighting.
Yeah,
multiple
in the same room. Maxine Peake was there.
Holy shit!
I know. And she said hello to me.
Whoa!
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
Actor, and she's very cool.
Oh, no, I bet she's very cool.
She's
I just
really
don't know
cool.
who she
no,
is.
No, she's cool.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Cool. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck off.
I've undermined
it.
I know who Rosamund Pike is!
We're going to come in next week talking about, have you seen this movie with Maxine Peake? She's amazing.
I'm going to look her up now.
You'll know her face.
You talk about a celebrity sighting now.
Tell us about a celebrity
sighting. I saw Jason, I can't remember his second name.
Derulo!
Yeah. I shouted that at him, and he turned around, so I knew it was him. No, Jason Mantzoukas, I think that's how you say his name. Yeah, I saw him.
Really?
I knew
who Maxine Peake is. Sorry.
When we went to lunch for my dad's 60th.
You went to lunch with Jason?
Yeah. We're having a mean. Yeah, my brother recognized him. He was like, that's the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
And my mum was the least
and
subtle person
things.
In the world.
Oh my God.
She's done this before. I told you about when we sat next to Gary Lineker at lunch, right?
Yeah.
She was like that with this guy as well. She was like, who is that? Who is he?
Oh, for God's sake.
She can't not look.
Yeah.
If you say, look over there, she can't be like, she can't be coy.
Selena?
Yeah.
Selena.
Subtlety is not.
Be cool,
her
Selena.
Game.
Be cool, Selena.
She's cool, but in her own way.
She's very cool.
Yeah, I saw him.
She's hot, I've heard that.
Have you been speaking to my friends?
Oh, I've been talking to you.
Did Jimmy text you? What did Jimmy say about
Jimmy
my mother?
Jimmy text you. Yeah.
You get a text from a random number saying, I see you're working with Lucas, you need to know something about it. You need to know something about his mother. She's incredibly hot. Thank you, but
you know what the worst? Actually, I'll tell you this. You know what the worst thing was about the this week's trauma to the eye, Patrick.
The pain.
No, Patrick started voice noting me.
Oh no! There's no going back from
No, I don't. I don't think there is a way.
Is he enjoying it as well?
He is liking it.
He's got taste for it.
And he was on my side before this.
Yeah, it is good.
No,
it is.
We've
good.
Lost you.
It's I've been doing it for ages. I've been voice noting people. I don't voice note you. I don't think you ever told me that you don't like it, but I could tell.
Can tell. I really hate it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it as much. I understand it is really, if it's long, it's really inconvenient for the receiver.
Here's a voice note.
But I like hearing people's voices.
Really?
If it's one. If it's one.
I say really as I'm doing a podcast. Okay, yeah. Really?
I try and keep it brief.
Okay. Here's my impression of a voice note. So, I was just walking and I was thinking that, you know, I need to tell you that, oh my God, sorry. Well, I just saw someone that I need to tell you, like, that's a voice
and
note.
And I'm hooked. I was like,
really?
What did they say?
Yeah, I was like, go on.
I
want to
know. Was it Jason Mantzoukas?
It was Jason Mantzoukas. You love the world that I've created. I cannot. There's a friend of mine who does it, and I cannot listen. I find it so frustrating.
That is exactly the tone with which I do voice notes.
Yeah, everyone does.
I've forgotten why I'm messaging you.
Three minutes in, you get to the point.
If I ever do a voice note, I'll do like two or three takes. Make sure there's no fluff at the beginning.
But on WhatsApp, you can't do takes.
That feels like more of a waste of time.
Yeah, if I feel myself bumbling, I'll start again. Yeah, I
but
do
you
that
can't
with text.
Do that on WhatsApp.
You can just delete it. You don't have to send it. You just slide it and go to.
There's like a bin.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't have to be the first take.
Can I honestly tell you that it's so much worse knowing that people could have deleted that?
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have stopped. They could have gone. Actually, it's been a minute, and I haven't gotten to the point.
It's not.
But I have said a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of hers. I do a lot of hers. Have I ever sent you one? I feel like I might have done.
Well, okay. Here's.
I'm going to start doing it now.
I will.
You take 5 minutes.
I will say that it depends who sends them.
Huge news, Mickey. Huge news.
I would care if you did it all the time. I would be like, this makes me very uncomfortable. Mm. But if you do it because you have a lot of information to share, I don't mind because I'm like, I understand that you need it. Because it would have been like 3 paragraphs if you'd written it out.
Sometimes I think I find it a big relief when somebody has to tell me a lot of information and they send a voice note, because then I'll just put my headphones in and listen to it whilst I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas if I have to read something, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to read this.
Right.
If they send me a big long paragraph, I'm like, I can't live like this.
Yeah.
Really? You find that more overwhelming?
Can somebody read this to me?
You find that more overwhelming?
Yeah.
I find it less overwhelming to get it in text.
Oh, really?
You go, yeah. Siri, read this out for me.
When I,
I'm not reading this.
When I, like, when I have to press play on the unknown, I get so anxious. Yeah.
I see.
What's in that? Whereas, like, if it's a message, there's no like moment before I
you
know
get it all in one go.
I just it's there.
You can pick out the bad stuff.
Yeah,
it's fair enough.
Yeah. Also, on a message, you can do that thing when it pops up as a notification on your home screen. You can like hold it and then it shows the whole message.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you can hold it and it shows the whole message, and then like they don't have to see that you've seen it basically.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
I'm very excited by that. I forgot like we were podcasting for a second then and just started reading my message.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah! What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Well, you've got a lot going on, to be fair.
I've got so much going on.
You're about to go to Oz.
I'm about to go to Oz.
Down under.
I went suit shopping the other day with my mother.
For your wedding?
Well, yeah. So for my wedding. yeah, we went shopping that day that we all spoke. I met my mum and we went shopping. We had a nice day, actually. And
did you find it?
She found a dress, and then in the most typical mother fashion ever, it was more than what she wanted to spend. Mm. So what she was going to do is keep looking, and then I'd say probably in about 4 to 6 weeks she'll buy that dress.
Yeah. Oh, so, Patrick shops this way.
Yeah. But it's okay. I tried to encourage her to, and I might go and buy it so that she has one. Mm-hmm. With the option of returning it if she finds something else.
Oh, that's smart.
Because I'm worried that it's going to sell out.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to just, without telling her, have a backup option of that. And then if it gets to the
I'll just buy it and just tell her.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, she'd be annoyed. Nah. And then what she'll do is she'll be like, oh, I'll just pay for it. And then she has the dress that she wants.
Maybe I'll do that. But yeah. So I bought some suits. I bought two suits.
You bought two suits?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to Moss Brothers, which I've never been in before because I've always been intimidated.
Right? Yeah.
And I thought...
The Moss Brothers?
Yeah. The Moss Brothers measured me. Yeah.
The Moss Bros.
And they measure you in Moss Brothers as well. Uh-huh. So I'm half a Moss Brother. I've always been so intimidated, but I was like, fuck it, I'll just go in and they're not going to not serve me. It was amazing.
In this day and age? Yeah,
because the man in there just, without question, read me as a young man.
Great.
He just assumed that's who I was, which was amazing. But what that did mean was that he obviously thought that my mum was my mum, mm-hmm. but then he seemed...
Which, by the way, she is. He did get this right.
What?
Your mum is your mum.
Really?
Yeah.
She and I spent the whole day together and she didn't say anything.
But you were saying it as like, he misidentified me and then he identified my mum as my mum.
Yeah, he thought my mum was my mum.
But you said that in
which is cringe.
You said that in the same tone. Yeah,
I was
going
to finish the sentence.
Right, okay, sorry.
Which is, he thought my mum was my mum, which is correct. It's true, I know. But then he obviously thought that, he didn't know how Louisa fit into the situation. So I think he thought Louisa was my older sister.
Right.
Because he turned to her and went, who's getting married, is it you? And so his reading of the situation was that my mother and my sister were dragging me out to get me a suit for my sister's wedding. And at no point did any of us correct him. And
I
had the best time. Because he kept calling me young man and it was lovely. He was like, let's have a look at you, young man. I was like, here I am. Look at me.
Is that the voice you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Young men can be gay.
Camp?
Yeah.
What about... when he did your inseam?
He didn't.
Oh.
Because the smallest sizes that they had fit me like a glove.
That, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He didn't have
Because
to...
that might have given it away.
Yeah.
When he didn't cup the balls.
I don't think they're allowed to do that anyway.
Right, it's from a friend's
episode. No. Yeah. I'm sure he cupped the balls.
They cupped the balls?
He wasn't Italian. Oh, this is very internal friends referencing.
Is he Italian, the guy who does it?
Joey Tribbiani has a tailor that he's been going to for years.
And then he says, and then they cup the balls and then put them to the side and then everyone goes, that is not how they measure pants.
Because he tells Chandler to go. And then he's like, your tailor felt me up. And he's like, yeah, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean they put them to the side?
Yeah, that's what he says. He's like, yeah, and put them to the side and then they measure the other leg.
Yeah. Like a bit? Like he's like, oh, you're gonna put these over here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, but this is amazing though.
It's very exciting.
So that was like a really
Very validating.
And also, like, kind of like a new experience, I imagine.
Yeah. I'd never... I hate going suit shopping because usually I go into places and I try on, like, the smallest men's blazer and it's just massive on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I feel like a big, stupid idiot. Well, a small, stupid idiot. But it was really nice. So I got two.
Bless you.
Bless you.
So that means...
We're giving
that
you all the sound effects today.
You got measured. You got measured by the shoulders. And they're going to adjust.
No, it fit.
It all fit.
Because they do a short guy range.
Wow.
Are you joking?
I'm falling apart. Yeah.
I struggled with that sentence.
I'm sneezing, I'm coughing.
Yeah. Do you need a drink?
I need more birthday.
More tea?
You need more birthday? Bring me more birthday.
Bring me more birthday. No, I'm just... That's so delightful. I'm so happy that that happened to you.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
We had a great day. We went into a coffee shop. I'm just telling you about the whole day now. We had the weirdest day where we went into this coffee shop and this woman, like, showed us to the... It was posh, but we didn't know it was until we got in there and then we were like, we're in too deep now. We have to just... And she showed us to the table. But Louisa went to the bathroom and my mum, I don't know where she'd gone. So it was just me going to the table. And this woman, my mum had gone to look at the pastries. And she, like, pulls the chair out for me. And she looks at me and she goes, "Are you you?" And I didn't understand what she was saying. So I was like, "Sorry?" And she goes, "Are you you?" And I went,
"That's so deep."
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so.
But I thought she was saying, "Is it just you?" So I was like...
No, she was saying, "Are you yourself?"
And she said, "Are you a comedian?" And I went, "Oh yeah."
And I was really?
Yeah. And I was like, "I don't know what," but if, like, we had this really intense sort of maybe 15 to 20 seconds where I was just like, "What do you need? What do you want to know about me?"
Yeah. What? I thought she was just, you know, "Are you you?
Do you feel like you found yourself?
Feel like you found yourself?" I would love to be seated like that.
And the answer is no.
The answer is always no.
If you say no, they won't let you sit down.
Yeah. They go find yourself.
If you're not one with yourself, you cannot drink here.
No.
I think what they meant to say is, "Are you who I think you are?"
Yes.
But they missed out a lot of words.
Imagine if she wasn't saying that and I read it like that and went, "Oh yeah, it's me."
That's the funniest. It's the funniest.
Yeah.
I was doing this this corporate gig, you know, where you have to, like, present awards.
Mm.
And it was one of those times where, like, they would do, like, an accolade for someone and then the award. And so it was one of the ones where, like, the accolade people stood up to, like, go. And then people were like, no, you haven't won.
Oh, no.
And I said to the guy, like, I was like, "To be fair, mate, like, that is the funniest joke."
Yeah.
Like, that will never not be funny. And then everyone went, "Aw," and gave him a more applause. But it's like, that is, because everyone laughed. It's like, it's a guaranteed joke.
It's very funny. Very good stuff.
It's very good
I'm
stuff.
I'm a comedian.
And I know.
And I get
I
it.
I am me.
And I am me.
I do this for a living.
We did the same callback.
Yeah,
that was wholesome.
Oh.
Have you ever been suit shopping?
No, I've never been measured. I've only ever got them, like, online. ASOS. It's quite good because you can return it if they don't fit. So no, I've never been measured.
I once went with an ex-boyfriend to get him measured. I said, what's all this? Like,
I want to know what I'm working with.
How big are his shoulders?
Give me the numbers.
Give it to me in inches.
I went with him.
Lucas just went, "Christ."
He went, "Gross."
I went, "Gross."
Oh, right.
But also Christ.
But also gross. Yeah, I went and then, like, I went because I was like, you know, you want me to go with you. I don't know why, but, like, that's fine.
It's comforting.
Yeah, it's comforting. And then so we went and then he started picking out stuff and I immediately became like Victoria Beckham. I immediately was just like, "Not that one, that one." Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know where this personality came from.
She's
like,
lurking in
it
there.
It was just, she was lurking in there. And she'd never come out before.
Nope, that's ugly.
But at Moss Bros...
My Moss Bros. There is a side to Mickey.
At Moss Bros?
Yeah.
VB comes out.
There's a poltergeist.
Yeah. There's a poltergeist. Just, she came out just and so immediately.
Mm. Like, there was the moment you stepped
in. Like, the moment I stepped into Moss
you've
Bros.
You've got a bob.
Yeah, it was really like, I was really like, oh, like, I came online in that way. By the way, I saw Victoria Beckham I saw a video of her and she's wearing a t-shirt that said my dad had a Rolls Royce.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's so funny.
That's good. Funny. Self-aware.
For anyone that didn't know, that was from the clip of the Beckham documentary that went viral, where David Beckham basically gives out to her because she says she's working class. And then he's like, what car did your dad drive? Mm. And then she keeps being like, no. And then she finally goes, he had a Rolls Royce. And that went viral because...
That was nominated for like a best TV moment or something at the BAFTAs, I think.
And Rosamund Pike was there and going, this is so lovely.
This is so relatable.
I can't believe... You're all doing this.
I just want her to go and be at every award ceremony. Just doesn't matter how big, like the Oscars. Just like, you've all come up and you've dressed so lovely.
You look so nice.
That's
gosh,
so funny.
Gosh, where did you get that suit from? Is it Moss Brothers? Did you go to Moss Bros?
Moss Bros. So it was a real like weird moment where I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But I fully went for it. Because he was picking stuff that I was like, no.
It won't work.
It won't work.
You'll look
not
like
on
a
your
frame.
Now that I have the numbers. Not on your frame.
I'm looking at these numbers and it doesn't add up.
Yeah. But I've since never gone back because I don't think after that I've had a boyfriend who would spend money on suits.
Mm.
I really downgraded from him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the best one.
He was the best one. He was the only one that I could unleash my inner VB.
He was the DB to your VB.
Yeah. And then I downgraded really badly, where I was a sort of a BS, a baby spice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't want to be the baby spice in your relationship.
You don't want to be BS.
You don't want to be BS. Mm. You don't want to be BS'd. And then I sort of like went slightly back up.
So who are you now?
Yeah, which one?
Scary.
Oh, yeah.
How long have we been talking? Because we haven't done much birthday, but we could do it on the we could do it on the Patreon.
We should birthday Patreon.
We could Patreon a birthday Patreon.
Do you guys want to hear about I went away for the weekend?
Oh gosh, you went away, did you?
Lovely.
That's funny.
So sweet.
I can't believe
so
she
lovely.
Said that, and I wasn't even there.
I probably shouldn't say these things about her on this podcast, but fuck it. Nobody but
you might have a podcast with her one day, Sarah. You never know.
But you haven't said anything bad.
That's just what she said.
Yeah, it's not like I said that J-Lo can't sing.
Who said that?
Have you not seen that? Oh, who's the name of the actor that's in... Now we're just gossiping.
Yeah, let's do gossip about J-Lo. We're allowed to gossip. We don't know that.
The actor, she just hosted SNL and she was in...
Sydney Sweeney.
No. What's that film that's just come out? Bottoms. Have you seen it?
Oh, Io.
Oh, Rachel.
Io, yeah.
Oh, Io, yeah.
Yeah. She did a podcast years ago where she said
Man,
that...
Man, she is so funny.
She's so funny. And she said that J-Lo's career is the biggest scam because she can't sing. And then she just hosted SNL and J-Lo was the musical act.
That's so funny!
Oh, my
but,
God.
But, like, she's done a sketch about... Like, they did an SNL sketch a few months ago where she did, like, a whole thing about being kind on the internet and, like, made a reference to what she said about J-Lo on the podcast.
But also, she would have just been, like... She would have just been like...
It was years ago.
It would have been... It's like us and you making fun of Rosamund Pike.
At no point would have she have thought that she'd be working with J-Lo.
Of course not. Of course, man, she's so funny. Everyone look up the video where Aya talks about time travel. Have you seen that?
No.
Basically, a reporter comes up on like the red carpet and says... And says, like, what would you tell, like, a younger version of yourself? And then she basically talks about how she'd be really worried because of the rules of time travel and why is she talking to herself. And it's so fucking funny.
It's very practical.
Do you ever get bogged down in that if you're trying to have, like, little weird sort of fantasies about how... Sometimes I think about, like, oh, you know, if I could go back and sort of say to my younger self, like, oh, you're pretending to be somebody different or something like that. Do you ever get, like, bogged down in the fact that it's, like, yeah, but then I just sort of like interrupting the timeline and I just...
Only ever. That's the only thing I think about when I do this.
I'd love to be able to do it, but then I would like to keep this bit and then it's so...
It'd be a real sliding doors moment, I think. Mm. We should make a podcast about this.
Oh my God, that's crazy. What a good idea.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What a format.
It's the only thing I think about when I think about...
What a dead format.
When I think about talking to my younger self, it's the only thing I think about.
Yeah.
Is about the rules of time travel and how have I even gotten there?
and what does that mean?
What does that mean? It's like, and why, have I used it for this?
Mm.
Why have I used it to go back in a world that I already know, that I already experienced one time?
Yeah, like, why have I used it to go back and tell myself to get a haircut?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, why didn't I use it to go somewhere more interesting, like Roman times?
Yeah.
Hello.
Mm.
Hello. I would go back to Roman times.
Do you think you see thrive? Those roads?
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
The Colossus.
I'd go to where I live now. Roads. In Roman times, and I'd go and I'd do the exact same thing that I do when people come and visit me, and I say, "It's the old Roman road." And people go, "What is this? Is the current Roman?
This
road.
Is the Roman road. We're the Romans."
It's not very old. They built it last week.
You have no idea, but this is my Roman Empire. And they're like, "This is the Roman Empire." And you go, "No, it's mine. It's my Roman Empire."
And I'm speaking in current day English.
Yeah.
And people do not understand.
Yeah,
of course they don't.
It is not how they speak.
This is my Roman Empire. They're like, "Why?
Hi, this is my Roman Empire."
Yeah, they're like, "We're trying to carpe this diem right now."
They're staring at your jeans like, "What are they?"
Pulling out my
the only
Latin I know, just like cogito ergo sum.
What does that mean?
I think therefore I am. I think.
Oh,
I think that's the carrot. No,
That's so funny. You're being. You're not sure about if that's what it means. I think I am. For there I am.
I think therefore I am. I know. Yeah. Right. Yes. Tell us. Please, you went away.
I went away.
Your weekend.
I went away this weekend. We went on a canal trip. Me and Noel. It was our 1 year anniversary.
Shut up.
You guys bloody love a canal.
We do.
You love a canal?
No, they
we
love
do.
A canal.
We always lived on a boat. Remember?
Oh, great. Right,
this was kind of like
that.
It was what could have been.
The
it
consolation
felt like.
Prize.
Exactly. So we went away for 3 days, 3 nights.
I can't believe you've been together a year. I remember when you first told us that you were going on a date with a girl called Noel.
Yeah. I told you about our first date.
And we were all like, Christmas!
That's not going to last.
I think you said, like,
She sounds stupid. She's American? Dump her.
That's so lovely that you went on a date.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe it. And she's giving up her time.
For you.
Wow. Yeah, she's an actor. That's brilliant.
Oh, well done.
She acts in little films.
That's very Notting Hill, isn't it? That literally happens in Notting Hill. Oh, well done you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we went away. It was very nice. It was quite relaxing for most of it, but also you also have to like kind of survive because you're on a narrow boat.
Yeah.
It's basically like camping. Like our central heating broke at some point.
Oh no!
It was so it was stressful, but it was fun. I enjoyed
it. You weren't thriving.
We weren't thriving.
No, you were just surviving.
Mm. Well, yeah, we were surviving. Yeah. Well, there was one point where we really weren't thriving. Because like one day, the second day, I had 3 panic attacks in a day.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, did you actually?
Yeah, no, it's funny though. It's funny. They're funny panic attacks.
We're both like,
Oh my God, was it jazz?
They're really funny though. No. I had a mental health crisis, but it was super funny.
Yeah, we went past
the jazz. Did the jazz get you?
There was a boat behind us following us.
This means I'm next.
It's like an omen.
The jazz has taken Lucas.
I go to my therapist. This is the jazz, man.
Oh my God.
Too much jazz.
It's just you going to be on the plane to Australia.
Yeah,
someone gets out a trumpet.
We're cursed by the jazz.
just looking at you going, yeah.
You a fan of Miles Davis?
You're like, All right, so yeah.
We watched that VHS tape of an old Jules Holland episode. You will jazz in 7 days.
It's final destination, but for jazz.
Mm. Oh my God.
So, why did you have your panic attack?
Okay, well, the first one was the most dramatic. This isn't usually the story I think I tell on a main episode. This is more of a Patreon story, so I'll decide afterwards if we keep it. But
do you want to save that one for Patreon and tell us about the other two?
The other two weren't as exciting. This is kind of the main event.
That's how you tease Patreon.
This is true.
Oh, yeah. That's how you tease it.
It's dangling
the
bait.
The first one is the best one.
We're not telling you it. Get over to Patreon to hear Lucas's best story.
To be fair, I mean, I know we're bad at baiting people to go to Patreon, but we do really, we do a lot on Patreon. We have like a lot of stuff. Guys, if you like this.
We're going to do birthday stuff on Patreon.
And I have a panic attack story that happened last week. I'll tell that on Patreon.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Okay, well, the second one was when we moored, we were going to walk to a village, and I was like, oh, it's only an hour and a half walk. we could set off. This was at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Oh, no. This is a terrible start.
So I was like, we can make it. Absolutely no idea how long an hour and a half is. Obviously, we start walking and at like half an hour and it's pitch black.
Yeah.
We're by the canal. There's no lights.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, we're going to die. Noelle is being very calm. Mm-hmm. Someone has to be.
Yeah. So sometimes you get calmer when someone else isn't calm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's what she is. We discovered.
I'd be in the canal. Like, you're right, we're going to die.
We discover she gets very calm when things are actually scary, but she gets scared when things aren't. Mm. So
that... Yeah, I'm like her. Pressing play on the voice notes.
Yes. That will make her cry,
But if we were like caught in the dark, I'd be like, all right.
This is fine.
Yeah. Mm.
So eventually we make it there to the village we were going to walk to, and then we... also figured out we couldn't get back. We were also going to walk back.
Yeah, that's the thing that I immediately thought was a stupid idea.
I don't know what we were thinking. So we
you weren't.
No,
that's
clearly
the problem. Sarah's in a ball on the floor. You weren't thinking. You never think.
I know.
I knew this when you first introduced us to her.
Yeah.
And then the third one was so we decided to get a cab on the way back. This guy was going so fast down country lanes.
Oh, no.
Noah was trying to tell me this really funny story. And I was like, being like, and I was just looking at this guy's speedometer.
Oh, my God.
It was fine because it was in the middle of the nowhere. There weren't many cars. And then
it was a bit like hiccups where like the first panic attack kind of inspired the next ones.
Yeah. Well, the first one was the biggest one, and this kind of exaggerated everything.
Oh, no.
And then there was kind of a fourth one where our boiler didn't work, we discovered when we got back. So we just I had to sleep in two coats, a scarf and a hat.
Oh. But you know what?
It was fun. It was like an impromptu camping trip.
Yeah.
That we didn't predict and pack for at all. That we weren't ready for. It was a nice surprise.
We had a terrible trip once where we got caught in the snow and the power went out and we were like stuck.
I remember that.
And it was horrible, but it was really funny. And it is probably one of our favourite memories as a couple.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I'm sorry you had a terrible time, but what fun you will have
describing
it. We called it trauma bonding.
Yeah.
It
is trauma bonding.
We were trauma bonding.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And we felt closer. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was great. I'm still getting used to being on like dry land. Like the boat was very small, so I used to rock with it. So I still get like sometimes like a bit of not vertigo, but like
it's a bit of vertigo.
Phantom canal.
You can feel the waves.
Phantom canal.
Phantom waves. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also pulled my back from pulling the boat.
No.
But other than that, no, it's fine.
You've gone back half the man you were.
You're a shell of your former self.
Yeah.
I thought there was something different about you.
Yeah. It was not the most relaxing holiday, but it was a lot of fun. We had some nice meals.
He left part of himself on that canal boat.
Yeah, but he got a part of the canal. I wanted to say something profound.
Oh.
Don't look at me like I'm an idiot. It's my birthday episode. How dare both of you look
Ricky.
At me I'm an idiot.
I didn't know those were the rules.
Okay, let me try again. Let me try again. He got something back.
Yeah, what was it?
Wait, leave me in again.
Take three.
He left part of himself on that canal.
Oh, you're actually doing it. I've got nothing.
You've got nothing. Okay, sorry. I thought you wanted the line again.
I don't know if you if that hasn't been clear so far.
Yeah, no, but I was picking up on it.
My best one was the beginning when I said the canal, and you both hated that.
That was awful. That was awful. That was your worst, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you ride the canal, sometimes the canal rides you.
That effortless.
That's sexy.
Absolutely effortless.
There's something horrible about it.
So lovely.
Oh gosh. Well done.
Can we have?
I hate this Rosamund Pike character now.
Pike with us for the rest of the podcast, however long we do this. I never want to lose her again. I didn't even know I missed her.
It's so funny.
She's so patronizing. It's so funny.
Oh well done. Oh well done. And you've all showed up here. Well done.
Gosh, it was when she said, "You've all given up your time."
Yeah. She's just like, "You probably have stuff to do. You know, you don't have like nannies or cooks."
Yeah. Gosh, you almost
you drove
be,
here.
You drove.
Oh, how quaint!
You drove yourself here.
You must be exhausted.
Take the tube.
The tube. I took the tube back in the 90s once, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you think, is Rosamund Pike really posh?
Yes.
She gives off a posh vibe. I don't really know.
Well,
that,
that gives off a very posh vibe.
Yeah.
Patronising towards the plebs really
but
does
she
give
was
off
so
a...
charming that we were all like, she's so funny.
But, yeah. But doesn't that sometimes just happen with like posh people anyway?
Yeah.
That like, you know, the way that they, the sort of bumbling Notting Hill posh character.
Yeah.
That you're just like, oh, lovely.
Yeah.
They have so much time and so little stress that they have time to learn how to be charming, I think. Really? They get lessons in etiquette.
Yeah.
And how to charm people. Like they just know. Yeah, exactly.
I was twirling my hair.
Yeah.
Which is weird when I do it.
You have to do it right on top
right
of your head.
Right on top of my head. <At the
front>. Well, shall we take this party over to
Let's
Patreon?
Take our panic attack birthday party over to Patreon.
Yeah.
This was fun though, guys. I had a lot of fun.
I'll tell you about my panic attack that happened, and it's not funny. It's quite sad.
But mine's very funny.
So
I think.
Okay.
Light and shade.
Yeah.
What Life's we about promise balance. You a birthday episode, and I think we've delivered.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because we've had a donut. If that's not birthday, yeah. Then I don't
Lucas
know.
Lucas
has
not eaten his donut.
I didn't want to eat on camera. Are you guys finished though?
We've absolutely stopped.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, and you
it was like half full like 5 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Half full. It's a glass of milk. I'm a donut half full kind of guy.
You measure everything by glasses of milk. That's what happens. That's what happens with milk boys.
Half eaten. It was half eaten a minute ago. Now it's gone.
I'm grown by like a pint.
Yeah.
How wide were your shoulders? Were they 3 pints? 3.5?
Must be like about 3.
Lucas gets asked to leave the Moss Bros.
Three pints but skimmed, right?
So please stop measuring everything by pints of milk and take your pint of milk with you.
Take your pint of milk with you.
I don't know why you brought it in.
That's
we have a lot
message,
of clothes
that's
here.
The message of the show. That's what how you would describe a sort of pasty English man, wouldn't it?
Like a pint of milk.
He's a tall glass of milk.
That's a thing. That's a thing people say.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
That's so
Who do you think is like the ultimate person that you would describe that way?
As a
tall glass of milk.
Long tall
glass
of
milk.
Who's the palest boy? Cillian Murphy popped into my head.
I like that.
He's not very tall, though. He's famously not tall.
Tall
Greg Davies.
But he's not milk.
Oh, he's milky.
Do you think he's milky?
Oh, I think
I'd say
milky.
He's more like a yogurt.
A bit thicker.
Yeah.
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 Like a buttermilk.
Sean McLaughlin's a bit milky, isn't he?
Oh, he's a tall glass of milk.
He's a tall glass of milk. Yeah. We've all agreed.
We drink that.
We've all agreed.
Oh, yeah.
A tall glass of milk.
So Sean McLaughlin's a bit milky is such a stupid sentence.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
Honestly, literally, like, what do I want to say? I mean, happy birthday to me. What do I want to say? I want to say that, you know, I said to Sarah and Lucas, I think we should celebrate that I'm becoming the oldest any of us have ever been. And I think that's beautiful. You
we did say this was going to be a retirement party.
Yeah, you said this was going to be a retirement party.
Yeah, I said it.
And I thought it was a threat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We're making you retire. It's about time you step down.
So this will be my last episode. Thank you guys so much.
We're bringing a younger Mickey.
Rosamund Pike plays you.
Oh my god. If you're not Rosamund Pike, I would bow out gracefully.
She's like 10 years older than you, but she's playing 16.
Yeah.
She's absolutely sensational. We give her an award for best actress.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Oh, from next time.
From.
Possibly.
Ooh.
We will have to work this out.
Yeah.
what do you say? Sarah will be in Oz.
I'll be upside down, me hearties.
Yes. So we might have to figure out how to do it from Oz.
We're going to commute over there, aren't we?
We're going to commute over there, obviously.
Come back and forth.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday.
Anyway, hopefully we'll be back next week.
We will. I think so.
All right, good. Okay.
I'll do a live diary from the plane.
Someone send us a message about what the best timings are, because we don't want to Google it.
When
does Sarah have to be
I'm
up and when do
that.
We have to be
I'm
up?
Not
we
doing
can't
that
do that,
now.
Marv. Be great to know.
Thank you so much for listening, and you'll hear us next time.
You'll hear us. You'll hear me.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.